Albany 107.7 FM and MyChasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
That was Butch Wolf with the Music Box Dancer in memory of Barb Gretsch. It is now time for the Dick Putt Show with Randy Rothstein, and here is Randy.
Thank you, Joyce, and good evening, everyone. It's time for the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. It's where we take a look at scores and highlights from various amateur baseball games played across central Minnesota this past week and weekend. Our Dick Putt Show this year brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated, the Sox Center Herald, and the Star Post, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, the Freeport State Bank, El Rosa Lumber, Avon, the Woodshop of Avon, El Rosa Bar and Lounge, Hapley's Bar in Richmond, BNS Excavating over in Belgrade, Albany Fiber Communications, Painesville, Farmers Union Co-op, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Black Financial of Avon, Westside Liquor in Wake Park, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, West Central Sanitation, Albany Chrysler Center bringing us the Dick Putt Show tonight, along with Kensington Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, and Numinic Sox Center in Long Prairie, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning of Richmond, Greenwald Insurance Agency, Central Minnesota Realty in Willenbring, Dahl, Wilkinson Zimmerman, Attorneys at Law in Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany. Just a reminder, the Dick Putt Show is recorded every Sunday night, and it is available for playback when you go to the MyKASM.com website, MyChasm.com. You can go to our website on our Sports tab, which is across the top of that homepage. Click the Sports tab, and you'll see the archive Dick Putt Show is there for you in that Sports tab on our homepage at MyChasm.com. You can listen to the Dick Putt Show on KASM 1150 AM, 107.7 FM, 105.5 HD2, and we do stream the Dick Putt Show at MyChasm.com again. So let's go to some scores and highlights. I had an exhibition game on Friday night. This had the Cold Spring Rockies at El Rosa, and El Rosa defeats the Cold Spring Rockies 4-1 Friday night. 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error for El Rosa. 1 run, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Rockies. Ethan Vogt on the mound for El Rosa, relieved by Wyatt Stephenson in the 5th. Ashton Dingman in the 7th. He'll get the win, and the catcher was Blaine Fisher. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Hunter Brooks starts the ball game, relieved by Evan Atchison in the 7th. He'll take the loss. Brady Weber in the 8th, and the catcher, Brady Leverington. Hitting highlights for El Rosa on Friday night, Ashton Dingman, 2-for-4, and Luke Ilias was 1-for-3 with a double. For the Cold Spring Rockies, Tyler Geislinger, 2-for-4. So a final on Friday night, exhibition action, had the El Rosa Saints defeating the Cold Spring Rockies, score there of 4-1. On the Friday night edition of Amateur Baseball, it was Merchants Night in Cold Spring at Cold Spring Baseball Park, and that's where the Sartell Muskies came to town, taking on the Cold Spring Springers. It saw the Muskies defeat the Springers 2-0 behind a 5-hit complete game from John Schumer. Pitching was the talk of the night as Nick Pennick and a couple other Cold Spring relievers held the Sartell Muskies to just 4 hits. For the Muskies on Friday night, Brian Schellinger and Andrew Ritter had RBIs for Sartell, and Brady Schaefer doubled for the Springers. So a final on Friday night in Sauk Valley League action had the Sartell Muskies defeating the Cold Spring Springers 2-0. Let's go over to the County Line League tonight. On Friday night, Regal was at Starbuck, and Regal defeats Starbuck by a score of 3-2. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Regal. 2 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Actually, 2 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Starbuck. On the mound for Regal, it was Connor Roloff starting. Kai Schneider comes in the 6th. Nathan Meyer in the 7th gets the win. And the catcher was Luke Knutson. For Starbuck, Darian Alexander starts, takes the loss, and goes the distance. His catcher was P.J. Johnson. Hitting highlights for Regal. Luke Knutson was 2-for-4, and Jordan Beyer was 2-for-3, and for Starbuck, Jack Majerus was 2-for-5, and Matt Gruber 2-for-5 with a triple. So a final on Friday night had Regal defeating Starbuck by a score of 3-2. And on Sunday in the County Line League, it was Starbuck at Painesville. Starbuck defeats Painesville by a score of 2-1. Two runs, nine hits, two errors for Starbuck. One run, nine hits, two errors for Painesville. Nick Levasseur starts on the mound for Starbuck, gives way to Austin Versteeg in the fifth. He'll get the win, and the catcher, P.J. Johnson. For Painesville, Blake Bogley starts, relieved by Luke Johnson in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Griffin Bierke. Some hitting highlights for Starbuck today. Matt Gruber, 2-for-3. Austin Versteeg was 3-for-5, and Jack Hendrickson, 2-for-4. For Painesville, Grayson Fuchs was 2-for-5, Drew Tangen, 3-for-4, and Abe Bullard was 2-for-4. So a final today in the County Line League, it was Starbuck 2, Painesville 1. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we're going to take a look at some Victory League scores and highlights right after these messages.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams. Your future is important to Kensington Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we are dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We'll be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Nancy Mathiasen or Julie Anderson, your local Grinnell Mutual agents at Kensington Insurance today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Wishing all the best to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams is El Rosa Bar and Lounge. After the game, stop in for a cold refreshment, and if you need something to eat, the grill is on. Offering a menu of appetizers, salads and seafood, burgers, sandwiches, homemade pizzas, chicken wings, beverages, and a kids menu. Good eating, good company, and cold refreshments when you stop in at El Rosa Bar and Lounge in El Rosa. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on your favorite Minnesota and local sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30, and be sure to hit up happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also try your luck with Corky's Pull Tabs or E-Tabs and munch on tasty Harry's or Heggie's Pizza. Whether you are stopping uptown 4-1 or till 1, be sure to make your stop at Corky's Bar in Richmond. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now's the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Jared, what's all the buzz with internet, TV, and phone service in Albany?
Oh, Randy, let me tell you, these are exciting times at Albany Mutual Telephone. Check that. Now Albany Fiber Communications. Our board of directors approved a name change to rebrand the business, but Albany Fiber Communications will continue to be the leader in communications in our area to our customers and our co-op members.
Jared, so what's changing?
Just the name, Randy. Albany Fiber Communications will continue to provide the same great service you've known for 72 years. We connect you to the world, and we will always be a leader in the Albany area.
Give them a call at 845-20. 101.
And welcome back to the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. We're going to go over to the Victory League tonight to get some scores and highlights for you in that Victory League. And it was a busy weekend for Victory League baseball. Let's start on Friday night, where Opole was at Freeport, and Opole defeats Freeport 7-6, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Opole, 6 runs, 10 hits, and 1 error for Freeport. On the mound for Opole, Drew Lang was the winning pitcher. He struck out 15 in 8 and a third innings. Tate Lang comes on in the ninth to get the save for Opole. And for Freeport, Andrew Kersman takes the loss with Cam Knutson coming on in the seventh inning. Hitting highlights for Opole on Friday night, Luke Beniak, 3-for-4. He had two doubles. He had a solo home run in the ninth inning, and Brody Hulls was 3-for-4. For Freeport Friday night, Jake Bregelman, 2-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs, and Carter Neuenschwander was 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. Freeport scored 3 runs in the 9th inning, had the winning run on base when the game ended. So a final on Friday had Opole defeating Freeport 7-6. On Saturday in the Victory League, Upsala traveled over to Swanville, and Upsala defeats Swanville 9-1. 9 runs, 16 hits, 3 errors for Upsala, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Swanville. C.J. Clear starts on the mound for Upsala, gives way to Bryce Bienick. He is the winner. Nick Freeler comes in relief as well. For Swanville, it is Troy Evans starting, taking the loss, Noah Ehrman in the 7th inning. Some hitting highlights for Upsala. Bryce Bienick was 4-for-4, had a solo home run in the 5th. C.J. Clear was 3-for-4 with a double. Matt Swanson, 1-for-3. He had a grand slam home run in the second inning. They combined to strike out 13 batters, those three pitchers did, for Upsala. For Swanville, Travis Bartel and Noah Ehrman each had 2 hits. A final on Saturday, it was Upsala 9, Swanville 1. Sobieski had Randall on Saturday, and Randall defeats Sobieski in 7 innings, 11-1. 11 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Randall, 1 run, 4 hits, 2 errors for Sobieski. Charlie Strack on the mound picks up the win for Randall as he strikes out 12. And for Sobieski, Dusty Parker is the losing pitcher with Matt Phillippe in the 5th for Sobieski. Some hitting highlights for Randall. Zach Gwass, 3-for-4. He had 4 RBIs, including a 2-run home run in the 3rd and a double. Matt Otremba was 2-for-3 with a 3-run home run in the 1st. Ricky Drew, 3-for-4. Charlie Strock was 1-for-2 with a double. And Carter Gwast, 2-for-3 with a double. For Sobieski, Colin Cray was 2-for-3. And Matt Phillippe and Colin Ekman each had hits. So a final on Saturday had Randall defeating Sobieski in 7 innings, 11-1. Flensburg was at St. Wendell on Saturday, and St. Wendell defeats Flensburg by a score of 5-2, a five-inning game due to rain. For St. Wendell, 5 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors, and Flensburg, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Jake Ethan will get the win for St. Wendell. The loss will go to Gerhard Coquette. He takes it for Flensburg. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell. Logan Harn, 2-for-3 with a double, and Aiden Mikulowski was 2-for-3 with a solo home run in the 4th inning and a double. For Flensburg, Gerard Coquette, he was 3-for-3 with a double, and Carter Holman had a single. So a final on Saturday had St. Wendell defeating Flensburg. This in 5 innings. It was due to rain. So St. Wendell over Flensburg. On Sunday in the Victory League, Avon traveled over to Opole. This one goes 12 innings this afternoon, with Avon coming out on top 3-2. 3 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Avon. 2 runs, 7 hits, 4 errors for Opole. Cole Wellman starts on the mound for Avon today, relieved by Ilan Mosqueda. In the 9th inning, he is the winning pitcher. And for Opole, Sam Butler starts and pitches 10 today, relieved by Max Posch in the 11th. He'll take the loss. Hitting highlights for Avon this afternoon, Carter Phillippe, 2-for-5. Carter with a solo home run in the 8th inning. Ilan Mosqueda, 1-for-6. He singled and then scored the game-winning run in the 12th inning. Ben Attila had an RBI single in the 12th inning. And Elliot Burnett with a double. For Opole today, Tate Lang was 2-for-4, Sam Butler 2-for-5, and Alex Lang had a double. A final this afternoon from Opole in 12 innings, Avon 3, Opole 2. Freeport at Sobieski today, and Sobieski defeats Freeport in 7 innings, 14-0. 14 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Sobieski, no runs, 8 hits, and an error for Freeport. Bo Thoma on the mound for Sobieski today. He's the winning pitcher as he goes the complete game, 7 innings. Carter Neuenschwander starts on the mound. He'll take the loss, relieved by Ben Mettenberg in the 6th. Caden Totkus in the 8th inning, or actually in the 6th inning as well, in the 6th inning as well. So hitting highlights for Sobieski today. Matt Phillippe was 3-for-5 with a double. Alex Thoma, 3-for-3. He had 2 doubles. Colin Ekman, 2-for-5. He had a three-run home run in the second inning and a solo home run in the sixth inning. Joey Hanowski and Colin Cray had back-to-back home runs in the second inning to open up that inning. And Jake Kapon had a double. For Freeport today, Jake Bregman 2-for-3, and Ivor Papke had a double. So a final this afternoon in seven innings at Sobieski defeating Freeport 14-0. We have St. Stephen at Upsala today, and St. Stephen defeats Upsala by a score of 2-0. Good ball game there. St. Stephen, 2 runs, 10 hits, and an error. Upsala, no runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. On the mound today for St. Stephen, Jake Schlanka will start. He is the winning pitcher as he strikes out 11 today. And Matt Swanson is the losing pitcher for Upsala. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen today.
Appears we are having some technical difficulty. I have lost Randy. So give me a second and we'll see what we can do to get him back. Okay, our technical difficulties have been fixed, and here is Randy back with our scores.
All right, thank you, Joyce. Let's get back into the Victory League tonight, where St. Stephen was at Upsala today. St. Stephen defeats Upsala by a score of 2-0. 2 runs, 10 hits, and an error for St. Stephen. No runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors for Upsala. Jake Schlanka on the mound gets the win today, striking out 11. For Upsala, Matt Swanson goes the distance, taking the loss. Hitting highlights for St. Stephen this afternoon, Joe Tucholsky, 3-for-5. Jake Schlanka, 2-for-4 with a home run in the ninth. Derek Durant, 2-for-3. He scored the game-winning run in the third inning today for St. Stephen. For Upsala, Matt Swanson was 2-for-3. Justin Cheon had a double. And a final again today had St. Stephen defeating Upsala 2-0. St. Wendell was at Swanville this afternoon, and St. Wendell defeated Swanville by a score of 11-4. 11 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for St. Wendell, 4 runs, 11 hits, 5 errors for Swanville. On the mound for St. Wendell today, Connor Breath starts and picks up the win, relieved by Aiden Mikulski in the 6th, Tanner Tomasik in the 8th inning for St. Wendell. For Swanville, Levi Beesman starts, taking the loss, relieved by Travis Bartel in the 8th inning. Some hitting highlights for St. Wendell today. Austin Dickman, 1-for-3. He had a 3-run home run in the first. Brandon Dickman, 2-for-3 with a 2-run home run in the first. Tyler Hulds was 2-for-3. He had a solo home run in the second. And Will Ethan, a 2-run double in the 7th. Tanner Reese also had a 2-for-3 day with a double. For Swanville today, Reese Johannes, 3-for-5. Levi Beesman, 2-for-5 with 2 doubles. And Trent Denius and Shane Lambrick doubled for Swanville. A final this afternoon at St. Wendell defeating Swanville 11-4. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Dick Putz Show. When we come back, we'll go over to the Central Valley League right after these messages.
Westside Liquor would like to thank all of the Central Minnesota amateur teams and the fans that make summer fun. When it comes to liquor, beer, and wine, make sure you choose Westside Liquor. With 8 locations and an all-star staff to help you with your selections. We truly appreciate your business.
Liquor, beer, and wine is all we do. Westside Liquor, it's one near you.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, class 5, basements, dozer, and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area. If you are in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 15 office locations and 80 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation, excited to earn your business. Please visit us at centralmnrealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi everyone, it's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler.
Farmers, have you driven through the lot at Dairyland Supply lately? Holy cow, do we have a lot of equipment. If you're in the market for a TMR feed mixer, manure spreader, feed cart, manure pump, or bedding chopper, then Dairyland Supply in Sauk Center is the place for you. Dairyland Supply has a lot of new and used equipment in stock and ready to go to your farm. Give Dan or Randy a call or check out our website, dairylandsupply.com. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Stearns County Baseball and the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, let's go over to the Central Valley League tonight. We had Luxembourg hosting Pearl Lake today. And in 8 innings, Luxembourg defeats Pearl Lake by a score of 12-2. 12 runs, 10 hits, and an error for Luxembourg. 2 runs, 3 hits, and 3 errors for Pearl Lake. Brady Kenning starts on the mound for Luxembourg today, relieved by Reed Funenstein in the 6th. J.T. Harn in the eighth inning for the Brewers. For Pearl Lake, Alex Lenzmeyer starts, taking the loss. Relieved by Justin Kunkel in the third, Mitch Winicky in the sixth, and Max Fox in the seventh. Hitting highlights for Luxembourg today, Luke Harn had three hits on the day, J.T. Harn with a two-for-four day, and for Pearl Lake, Justin Kunkel with a double. A final today from Luxembourg in eight innings, Luxembourg 12 and Pearl Lake 2. St. Augusta over in St. Nick this afternoon, and St. Nick defeats St. Augusta by a score of 8-7. Eight runs, 14 hits, four errors for St. Nick. Seven runs, five hits, two errors for St. Augusta. Andrew Bouch on the mound for St. Nick today, relieved by Caden Braun in the sixth. Connor Lincoln in the eighth, he'll get the win, and the catcher, Tanner Roush. For St. Augusta, Travis Laudenbach starts, relieved by Nevin Bloom in the seventh. He'll take the loss, and the catcher, Trey Tanyas. Some hitting highlights for St. Nick today. Damian Lincoln, 2-for-3. Matt Kuschel, big day, 4-for-5, 3 RBIs and a double. Alex Barenbacher was 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs today. Tanner Roush, 2-for-5 today. Nick Cowan was 2-for-5. He had the game, or scored the game-winning run in the ninth inning for the Knicks today. For St. Augusta, Nate Guast was 2-for-4. A final this afternoon from St. Nick. St. Nick, 8. St. Augusta, 7. Kimball over in Cold Spring taking on the Rockies this afternoon, and the Cold Spring Rockies defeat Kimball by a score of 4-2. Four runs, six hits, no errors for the Rockies. Two runs, five hits, and one error for Kimball. On the mound today for the Rockies, it was Jake Brinker starting and picking up the win. As he goes seven innings today, Jake gives way to Connor Schoberg in the eighth. Thad Leeser in the ninth, who will get the save, and the catcher was David Jonas. For Kimball this afternoon, Zach Wallner starts as he takes the loss, relieved by Zach Dingman in the eighth, and the catcher, Cade Marquardt. Hitting highlights for the Rockies today, David Jonas, 1-for-3. He had a two-run home run for the Rockies and two RBIs. Brady Lynn had an RBI hit, and Thad Leeser an RBI hit for the Rockies. For Kimball, Tommy Friesen was 1-for-3 with an RBI, and Cade Marquardt 1-for-3 with an RBI. Final this afternoon from Cold Spring, it was the Cold Spring Rockies 4 and Kimball 2. I did not get an Eden Valley and Watkins score today, as those two teams had played and were scheduled to play today. With that, we'll take another break, and when we come back, get Stearns County League scores and highlights right after these messages.
Looking for a better work-life balance?
Want a rewarding career with a steady paycheck?
Looking to be home every night?
Come work for a family-owned business who truly cares for every employee. I'm Wendy Gilk.
And I'm James Gilk with Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC in Richmond.
We're hiring HVAC installers, so whether you have a lot or a little experience and have good trade skills,
you better get Gilk. Come join our growing team.
Apply today. Visit GilkPlumbing.com, a Ream Pro partner.
Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and AC.
Greenwald Insurance Agency is proud to sponsor the Dick Putz Show, aired on KASM, a longtime popular part of baseball in central Minnesota. Good luck to all the area teams from the Greenwald Insurance Agency. Come see us at the Greenwald Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Talk to Paul Oberding, Troy Freeler, Lisa Bertram, Ruth Heinen, or Jim Campankel. They are all available to help you with your farm, auto, home, health, and business needs. Give us a call, 320-987-3223. When it comes to building new or remodeling old, your stop is at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich. Stop in and bring your ideas and plan with their experts to make your building project come true. They offer computerized drafting estimates for all your windows, siding, shingles, trim, and more. It's all available at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They have been serving the area for over 100 years, and they thank you for your business. Wishing the best to all the area teams.
Grab a bowl of Cooley's Famous Popcorn and have them set them up at Halfley's Bar in Richmond. Stop by and enjoy a pizza, a microwave sandwich, or a favorite beverage. Halfley's Bar is a friendly bar run by friendly bartenders like Bob, Johnny, Nancy, Bonnie, Coco, Amy, Doug, and Lori. Play your favorite song on the jukebox, throw a game of darts, or try your luck with pull tabs or e-tabs. Come visit us today at Halfley's Bar, where the beer is cold and the conversation inviting. Halfley's Bar in Richmond, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putz Show forever and ever.
Thermaltech premium windows and doors have been framing your world since 1958 and are available at Kramer Lumber in Melrose. Thermaltech custom replacement windows and patio doors are expertly designed and manufactured to provide energy efficiency, exceptional safety and security, and greater comfort and beauty all year long. Thermaltech windows are easy to operate and clean inside and out and require very little maintenance to keep their attractive appearance. Stop in at Kramer Lumber and ask them about Thermaltech windows and doors for your building or remodeling.
Hi, this is Paul, and we all look forward to annual traditions. Every spring, farmers return to their fields to raise crops for another season, and baseball is being played on our hometown fields. Farmers always have a renewed optimism for a profitable growing season, and at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, we thank all the farmers for believing in the co-op model. It's never too late to do a custom farm plan or to have a discussion with Painesville Soil Center about crop scouting during the growing season. Look us up online at PainesvilleCoop.com, and to all area amateur baseball teams, have a great season from the Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
It's the Dick Putt Show here on KASM Radio. Let's go over to the Stearns County League on Friday night. The Chasm Game of the Week had me in Farming, where Farming played host to Meyer Grove, and Farming defeated Meyer Grove Friday night by a score of 10-5. 10 runs, 13 hits, 2 errors for Farming. 5 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for Meyer Grove. On the mound for Farming, Ethan Navratil. He goes the distance, picking up the win, his catcher Josh Becker. For Meyer Grove, Matt Imdick starts, taking the loss, relieved by Josh Olmscheid in the fourth, Jordan Klopach in the fifth, Alex Welly in the eighth, and the catcher, Alex Welly, and Josh Olmscheid. Some hitting highlights for Farming on Friday night. Will Mergen, 3-for-4. He had 2 doubles. Ethan Navratil was 2-for-6. Isaac Nett, 3-for-4 with a double. Adam Winkles, 2-for-5 with a double. Tyler Schrader was 2-for-4, and Robert Schleiper had a double. A final, and for Meyer Grove, Alex Welly was 2-for-5 with a double. Andrew Welly, 2-for-4 with a double. And Josh Olmscheid, 2-for-4 with a double. Final on Friday night, it was Farming 10 and Meyer Grove 5. On Friday night, Roscoe traveled to St. Martin, taking on the Martins, and St. Martin defeats Roscoe Friday night 9-3. 9 runs, 9 hits, 3 errors for St. Martin. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Roscoe. Ben Schrader starts on the mound for St. Martin Friday night, gets the win, relieved by Tanner Arsenault in the 7th. And the catchers, Kyle Leeser and Kurt Schlungen. For Roscoe, Josiah Utch starts on the mound, taking the loss, relieved by Josh McAdance in the 7th, and the catcher, Nicholas Utch. Hitting highlights for St. Martin Friday night, Kyle Leeser, 2-for-3. He had a 3-run home run in the 6th inning and 3 RBIs. Tanner Arsenault, 2-for-5. Carter Thielen was 2-for-3. And Jake Lauer, 2-for-3 with a double. For Roscoe, Braden Pung, 2-for-5. And Max Ottman with a double. A final on Friday night, St. Martin 9, Roscoe 3. Over in the Stearns County League today, it was Richmond at Farming. And Farming defeats Richmond in a good one here, 2-1. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Farming. 1 run, 6 hits, 3 errors for Richmond. Adam Neibauer on the mound will pick up the complete game victory for Farming today. His catcher, Josh Becker. For Richmond, Talon Bragelman starts taking the loss, relieved by Dalton Thielen in the 7th, and the catcher, Kyle Buddy. Hitting highlights for Farming today, Owen Sunderman was 2-for-3, and Josh Becker had a suicide squeeze bunt in the 7th inning that proved to be that winning run that Becker squeezed in. For Richmond, Dalton Thielen was 2-for-4, and Brock Rothstein, new to the league, just picked up his first hit today for the Royals in Farming's 2-1 win over Richmond. And just a side note, congratulations to Dale Schrader, manager of the Farming Flames. Dale was inducted today into the Farming Baseball Hall of Fame, so congratulations to Dale. Final again today, Farming 2, Richmond 1. St. Martin at Roscoe this afternoon, and St. Martin defeats Roscoe by a score of 4-2. 4 runs, 10 hits, 2 errors for St. Martin, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Roscoe. Brian Schlungen on the mound today for St. Martin. He'll pick up the win, he gives way to Scott Schlungen in the 5th inning. Scott will get the win, and the catcher, Kurt Schlungen, today. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek starts, relieved by Bryce Vanderbeek. Braden Vanderbeek with the loss. Catchers for Roscoe, Max Ottman and Nicholas Uch. Some hitting highlights for St. Martin today. Kyle Leeser was 2-for-4. Kurt Schlungen, 2-for-4 with a double. Ben Schrader, 2-for-2 today, and Jake Lauer with a double. For Roscoe, Braden Vanderbeek, 2-for-4. He had a double, and Bryce Vanderbeek had a double. So a final this afternoon from Roscoe, St. Martin 4, Roscoe 2. We have New Munich at Lake Henry today, and Lake Henry defeats New Munich by a score of 9-5. 9 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Lake Henry, 5 runs, 9 hits, and an error for New Munich. Trent Wentland on the mound for Lake Henry this afternoon. Pick up the win, relieved by Grant Ludwig in the 6th, and the catcher, Shane Campson. For New Munich, Jim Toole starts, taking the loss, relieved by Caden Sand in the 5th, Will Funk in the 8th, and the catcher, Brandon Holm. Some hitting highlights today for Lake Henry. Carter Wessel had a solo home run in the 3rd inning. Grant Ludwig, a 2-run homer in the 2nd inning. And for New Munich, Brandon Holm, 2-for-5 today. Ian Funk had a solo home run in the 8th inning. And Carter Shipler had a solo home run in the 5th inning. So a final again today from Lake Henry. Lake Henry 9, New Munich 5. We'll take another break here on the Dick Putt Show. When we come back, we'll look at the schedule for the coming week and also name where our next game of the week will take place. Here on KASM, back after these messages.
In the business of promoting your business.
Hey, it's Dale from Promotional Resources. Baseball season is here. If you are in need of a new athletic supplier, give me a call. Everything from team uniforms, caps, jackets, and t-shirts. We can do it all. I would love the opportunity to earn your business as the supplier of these products for your team. This is Dale. Give me a shot, and I will earn your business.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
For the most in-depth coverage of local news, sports, upcoming events, featured articles, obituaries, public notices, and more, pick up your weekly copy of the Sox Center Herald or the Star Post. The Star Post is published weekly on Wednesdays and covers the communities of Melrose, Albany, Holdingford, and Avon. And the Sox Center Herald is published weekly on Thursday. Annual subscriptions are available for both newspapers or pick up a weekly edition in many local grocery and convenience stores. We're proud to carry on our commitment to the communities we serve at the Sox Center Herald and the Star Post.
Home is where the heart is. If your home is missing that warm and relaxing feel, now is the time to contact the Wood Shop of Avon. Their experts can help you design and update that home to your unique style. New cabinets in the kitchen, bathroom, or in any room of your home can and will add that needed feel you are looking for. Check them out at thewoodshopofavon.com. Let their talented team help you make your home your own. Quality like no other. The Wood Shop of Avon.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram, West Central Sanitation, and we're proud to once again support amateur baseball and the Dick Putz Show. Just like amateur baseball, West Central Sanitation is very much a part of Central Minnesota. Local, family-owned, we support the communities we serve while providing great local refuse and recycling services. From carts to dumpsters to roll-offs, we can help with any of your waste recycling needs. Call us today, 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
Hello, Dan Zimmerman here of Willenbring Dahl, Woken & Zimmerman. You've heard me on KASM before and probably noticed that we advertise during high school and amateur sporting events that KASM broadcasts. We love it that KASM covers these events and we support them because these extracurricular activities show us the value of teamwork and relationships that often last a lifetime. While you think of them in sports, good teamwork and relationships are just as important in the office, and I think we've got a great crew at our law firm. If you have a legal matter that needs attention, please let our team go to work for you. Keep listening to KASM for more details.
All right, we're back to the Dick Putt Show on KASM Radio. Just a few corrections in my scores and highlights portion. The winning pitcher for St. Martin today was Scott Leeser, not Scott Schlungen. So Scott Leeser, the winning pitcher in the Martins' win over Roscoe today. And in Lake Henry's win over New Munich today, the loss. loss did go to Caden Sand of New Munich. So just looking at my highlights here, and I omitted putting that down correctly, so I apologize to all those individuals. All right, let's take a look at the schedules for the coming week. Over in the County Line League on Friday night, June the 21st, it'll be Norway Lake Sunberg at Starbuck. That's a 7:30 game. And Regal at Painesville, 7:30 on Friday night. On Saturday, June 22nd, Norway Lake Sunberg will be at Regal at 7:30 in the County Line League. Over in the Central Valley League, coming up next week, taking a look at their games. Next Sunday, Cold Spring Rockies will be at St. Nick. That is going to be a big ball game, Cold Spring Rockies at St. Nick next Sunday. Kimball will be at Pearl Lake. On Saturday, it'll be Greenwald at the Cold Spring Rockies. That ball game going on next week. And Eden Valley will be at St. Augusta next week in the Central Valley League. Over in the Stearns County League, what do we got going on here on my schedule next week? I have Friday night, it'll be Lake Henry at Farming. That game scheduled for 8 o'clock on Friday night. Spring Hill will be at El Rosa on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then on Sunday, Lake Henry at Richmond. That's a 1:30 game. We have St. Martin at Greenwald at 1:30 and Meyer Grove at New Munich at 1:30, and that will be in the Stearns County League next week. Also, I am going to name my Chasm Game of the Week and where I'm going. Next Friday night, yep, get ready, El Rosa. I'm coming to town as Spring Hill takes on El Rosa Friday night, and I'll have that ball game for you again here on KASM Friday night, 8 o'clock, Spring Hill at El Rosa. That is the next Chasm Game of the Week. A reminder again, we will have the rebroadcast of the Dick Putt Show. That is available at mychasm.com, but not until probably Tuesday of this week, as Kirby Hemish is responsible for putting that on our website, and Kirby's off tomorrow. So we'll have that rebroadcast available, the Dick Putt Show, beginning on Tuesday on KASM Radio at some point. That's mychasm.com, mykasm.com. If you want to listen to some of the archived Dick Putt shows, you can as well. Just go to the sports tab. It's listed across the top of our homepage, and just click the drop-down box, and you can get those archived Dick Putt shows if you so choose. Thank you again for joining us tonight, a Father's Day edition of the Dick Putt Show. This is Randy Rothstein. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, Randy. That was Randy Rothstein with the Dick Putt Show. We will return with more music after these messages.
This Father's Day, give your dad the gift of staying connected. Introducing GrandPad, the easy-to-use tablet designed just for seniors. With GrandPad, your dad can video call the family, share